Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, John Gabris and Betsy Sodaro.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. John, Betsy, renowned traveler Betsy. I know John has been traveling lately. I don't know if he considers himself a traveler like I consider Betsy a traveler. But first, John, you'd agree with me that Betsy's a known traveler, right?
She's a known doer of things. She does... She does travel a fair bit, but she is constantly. She's the person that everyone invites to do something. Yeah, yeah. Like if you're doing something, you're like, we should invite Betsy because it'll make it a better situation. And then so Betsy gets invited to so much shit, and she says, as if you've ever seen her UCB schedule back when it was open, she doesn't say no to many things.
This
woman was performing five nights a week.
Yeah, yeah.
in bit shows, regular shows, everything.
Hey, Betsy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm knocking on your door late night.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I was just starting to fall asleep.
Yeah, I heard that you're okay with that, or I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done anyone else, but you're so go for it that I just...
Yeah, sure.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. I'm going to put a bra on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't like my boobs flapping all over.
I was just looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah, I know. But I feel
cool
them
ceiling.
Getting wild. Thank you. It's a popcorn ceiling. So Okay. I got one on. Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Okay. As you know, Danielle and I are going on our honeymoon.
Great. Right? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to this really nice place that she's a little more excited than I am.
Okay.
But this really private, nice island in Iceland.
Whoa!
Yes.
Cool.
It's this weird kind of tropical island in Iceland.
I've heard about it. There's a National Geographic article about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to come with us?
Well, but it's... I mean...
Yeah,
I've always
read
wanted
the article.
To see that
they have
island.
These weird waterfalls that freeze halfway down.
yeah, and they taste really good when you lick them. I know that
yeah.
was like the one that got me. I was like, I want to lick a delicious waterfall.
What I said. I said that exact same thing when I read about those. And Daniel was like, I don't know about that. And that's when I thought, like, Betsy would totally go for it and lick the frozen waterfall.
I mean, who's ever... what a dream. I feel a little weird because it is your... Mm. It's your honeymoon. And that just...
Okay.
I feel like I would be just a wild third wheel. I appreciate it, though.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be there when we're in bed, obviously. You'll have your own room.
Right,
Betsy!
Right.
Betsy! Oh,
what?
Sorry. Hey, Besser. I didn't mean to storm in here, but look, I got two coyotes in a bag.
Oh.
I thought for sure I should come by your house, and you would really enjoy hanging out with me while we play with these coyotes in a bag.
Oh, I do.
Jesus Christ. I think they're, either mating or fighting. Fighting or fucking. Classic.
Hey, look, that does look like fun, so I'm not going to try to talk you out of that. You can bring the coyotes.
Bring the coyote. Oh,
we can sneak him on the plane with some tranquilizers.
Oh,
wait, where are you guys going? Betsy, known traveler, not in the expression of like that group of people who are call themselves travelers that we used to have a pejorative term for. But you travel so much.
What? I do like to travel and do stuff.
This guy has a lot of subtext.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, man.
Well, are we going to eat these coyotes or not? Come on.
Oh, you're going to eat them? Then we don't have to bring them.
Where are you going? You're not going to an island near Iceland by any chance, are you?
We've all read the same article. It's the same issue, yeah.
It's the same, where the waterfalls freeze and they taste really good when you lick them.
Yes, I didn't read that they taste really good.
Oh, okay, interesting, good. That's
where I want to go. Who knows?
Who knows? I feel a little weird because it's your honeymoon, but man, what a fun opportunity. Like, is Danielle cool with this?
Look, she's bringing lots of clothes that I don't approve of.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
She's still wearing all that stuff that you absolutely hate.
It's just too much. It's like how many, yeah,
all
how
that Black Rifle coffee company clothes and thin Blue Lives Matter shirts.
Oh, that's
the ones with the moral problem issue with those too, yeah. But yeah, we all bring things on vacation that our partners might not necessarily approve of.
She's not excited.
We cut to a heart-shaped hot tub in an island-based Iceland hotel where, are you feeling tired at all, Betsy? Do you want to go to sleep?
I'm loaded up on that one Icelandic liquor, man. I feel like we're never going to die. Let's go look for some fairies.
That sounds like a great idea. Sweetie, Danielle, let's go look for some fairies that really exist.
Come on, they build roads around where they think villages are and shit.
Yeah, that's right. They build roads around them.
Come on, Danielle.
Fine. Let me finish drowning these coyotes you brought for some reason.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll leave these in the marinade, and we should be able to eat these when we get back.
Later that night, when it's time for Danielle and Matt to be alone and have sex, I don't know. Usually I'm so horny, but you just drown those coyotes so easily.
Matt, it's
11:40. It really freaked me out. I didn't think you're capable of that.
Matt, it's 11:45 p.m., the time we always have sex, so just deal with it, whether the coyotes are alive or not. Just ignore them. I have a conference call with Erica Jane in 1 hour due to the time zones. That's, I think, the one that I think she's a real housewife. So just hurry up.
The next day at the famous waterfalls. Wow. So there they are. Oh, look. It froze halfway down.
Whoa, it tastes interesting.
We're going to let you do it first. Holy shit.
Why is Betsy wearing a horse costume while she licks the frozen waterfall?
Last night I lost a bet.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, Betsy, for real, have you traveled this summer?
No, I've been, I've gone on like car trips, but I've been a little worried. However, sure. I was supposed to go to Hawaii for a wedding and it got postponed. And yesterday, Mano and I, we were recording a podcast and we decided to look up if the Vanga boys were touring.
Who let the dogs out?
No. We like to party.
The Vanga bus is coming. Yeah.
And they're in Canada. And so we're going to Canada in like a week to go see the Vanga boys. And Aqua.
Wait a minute, why specifically them?
Because they rule.
All right, Brett, can you give us a taste of that, or do you have that ability right now?
And Aqua, I'm a Barbie girl. Like a whole big 90s nostalgia show. Eiffel 65 on Blue Dabba Dabba Dabba.
So are they in a vaccinated required concert?
We have to be vaccinated to get into Canada.
There you go.
Yeah.
But you can lose the vaccination once you get there and get rid of it.
Yeah, I can go get it out of me.
Some guys that can take it out of you.
Yeah, they'll
rip
it out of me.
Drink prune juice and shit it out at the local A&W in Vancouver.
Davis, we can't see you, by the way, since you reappeared.
Oh, is my video still off? Sorry. That's all right. That makes way more sense.
All the physical comedy you did.
Yeah, your place is destroyed from being those coyotes.
My place is destroyed from just living in a 80 square foot room for the last 18 months.
So where do you go on car trips, Betsy?
I went to visit my parents in Phoenix, and then I have a sister up around San Luis Obispo, so I went up there, and then like Palm Springs and Lake Arrowhead and stuff.
Oh, nice. So yeah. Any observations from your traveling during the pandemic? Any stories you'd like to share?
Let me think. I'm trying to think. Taco Bell.
Lots of Taco Bell, of course. Yeah, I have a pandemic travel story I could slap in here.
Yeah, you went to New York for a while.
I went to New York for a while, and after I left my mom's house, I was still in town for like two more weeks, but going up to Westchester to see my in-laws and then going into the city to see some friends. And in that interim, my mom got breakthrough COVID, and it was like brutal for her. My mom is a twice cancer survivor, and she said that this was worse. And she's vaccinated. She said this was worse than having cancer.
I didn't know that, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it was fucking nuts. She still has shortness of breath, and we're going on like 4 weeks later and stuff like that. So
no.
It's like, it's a little scary, but at the same time, I was like, how did that? I went to three different places, and then like, I went to a wedding where there were people who I know are unvaccinated, arguably anti-vaxxers, and I was at a wedding with these people. And I was just like,
the way you say that, I just can't imagine. Is this a family type of wedding or a friend type of wedding?
It's a family type of wedding, okay. Which if you know either of our families, it makes some sense. but it was just such a weird, like, we just like dodged every bullet, and then we're flying home. We got a test before we flew home out of fear. We got like a rapid turnaround, then a rapid when we got here just to keep making sure nothing happened to us. But we were finally like, how did we manage to not get, like, we were a little
cut to that wedding reception. Okay, everyone. I'd just like to make a toast. Everybody. I'd like to make a toast to the lovely, lovely bride and groom. But first, can everyone take your mask down, please? Because we're about to take a big sip after we clink glasses. Mask down.
Okay.
John Gabris. Right.
Me?
Mask down.
All right, yeah.
Gabris, take it down.
Hollywood.
I'm the only one with a mask on here.
Take it down. I know what you mean.
You say take the mask down. Okay.
Jeez. Yeah, mask down.
I mean,
down,
some of
Hollywood.
You have masks on, but they're not COVID. Like, they're not N95s. They're just...
All right.
Mask.
We love Jim Carrey.
My lovely wife, the mother of the bride, made her famous caviar and cream cheese dip. I want everybody to grab a cracker and get a big scoop of caviar and cream cheese. There's waiters walking around with bowls right now.
All right.
Give everybody a second.
Mm.
So the toast isn't drinks? The toast is cream cheese?
No, this is something we do. This isn't a Hollywood wedding.
Okay, I feel like this is so specifically... Now, I'm not even super pro-vax, but I'm showing up here and everyone seems to want to pick a fight with me solely because I live in Southern California. And this is a realistic feeling I felt. I'm telling you, it feels like I'm representative of some imaginary hippie liberals that you guys hate because I live in Los Angeles. And I don't want to stand here and fight on their behalf with you fucking mouth-breathing freaks.
John. Looks around and sees how awkward this is that he's ranting in the middle of someone else's wedding.
Sorry.
See, everyone has a cracker filled with cream cheese caviar dip. Now everybody take just a half a bite of your cracker.
So good.
Special ratio.
Just swallow before you keep talking if you can. Just
yum, yum, yum.
Yum.
All right. Now, with the rest of your cracker, I want you to reach to a stranger, someone you don't know at the wedding, and put your cracker in their mouth.
Dad, hurry up with this fucking speech. What are you doing?
This is not a speech. This is a ritual.
Okay. Jeez. All right.
All right. So everyone with the cracker you just took a bite out of, give it to a stranger and stick it in their mouth right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Hello, Hollywood.
Okay. Stop.
We see like 15 people going at John's mouth forcefully.
Eat my cracker.
Stick it Suck in his it. Fucking mouth.
Put it in his little Garcetti asshole. What does that even mean, man?
You know what it means. You know what it means.
I'll give you Newsome more.
All right. I ate a half of everyone's fucking cracker at this goddamn wedding. Can we just wrap this ritual up?
Swallow I need to go it outside. And open your mouth and prove there's nothing in your mouth.
What am I? This is what I had to do when I was in the mental hospital. With my pills.
We don't have gone. Mental hospitals, Hollywood.
I'm well aware. You guys are,
our mental fucking, hospital is called anywhere it's called outside.
O'Shaughnessy's Irish Pub off fucking Route 9. based on the interaction I had with two guys in the bathroom, I'm very aware of the lack of mental health care that's in this area, so it's fine.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, John, did you ever get called out in any of your travels for being the mask wearer?
Not in my travels, but on the streets on the street in LA, I had someone like slow down in their car and start. This was early on in the pandemic. Slow down in their car and start like yelling at me and Tiffany, being like, "What are you so afraid of?" Like in a convertible. And then we were walking down a main drag, and he kept just being like waiting for us at every intersection to like say more shit to us.
Can you be that guy yelling at Betsy and I?
Sure. I'm not going to do his accent, but I'll be him.
Oh, no.
Let's pick
what are you so afraid of, huh? Wearing masks. Come on, you're outside. It's fine. It's fine.
Honey, okay. Do we...
What?
Say something.
Yell
something.
He's not going to hear me through the mask anyway. And if I pull down my mask to yell something,
you're part of the problem. Okay.
I don't even have a roof or windows on my car, so obviously I don't give a fuck. What's up with yous freaks over there?
Okay, I can respond to this. The roof of my car is not a mask, if that's what you're implying. Do you not fear the sun and the rain?
I fear nothing. God gave me immunity, and I'm immune from the sun, the rain, the corona hoax, the... HIV scam.
You're not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, well,
my seatbelt.
My body, my choice. I'm not putting on a seatbelt, and I have two binder clips on my scrotum right now. Okay.
What?
Because it's my body, my choice, and I'm not letting the United States of Holocaust America tell me how to live my life.
I have to say, I'm sorry, but it looks like your left arm is completely dislocated.
That's right. I insist that my shoulder actually is supposed to face the other way.
Oh, no.
That's the way. It's my body, my choice. I want my right arm to work and my left arm to be completely backwards on my body.
So you have two right arms?
I have two right arms.
Two right wings?
But one faces backwards. So it helps me for like back scratching and it makes tricep exercises difficult.
Oh, you can't.
But
let me see it.
Scratch your back.
Oh, gross. Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's what happens. It's, you know, like when you take an action figure's arm off and just put it on backwards and then the mechanism swings the other way? It turns out that's what happens with me. So my body, my choice. Okay?
Okay, then leave us alone.
No! Because what the fuck are you doing? Because you wearing a mask kind of points out how I might be wrong. So I need you to join my side. Because if not, when I die and you don't, you will win the quote unquote argument. And I can't have that. Because this is about winning for me.
Sweetie, we gotta move on from the traffic light.
Yeah.
we're all right. I disagree with everything, and I'd love to debate.
Oh, I know. I listen to your podcast.
Let's talk some more about that.
Come on, Brett. I don't debate anymore. Why is John picking on me?
Oh, I was saying
who
you were...
my Jim Brewer? Did you guys see that? Do you see that?
I don't understand people
oh,
like...
Oh, Betsy, you didn't see the clip? He's not... Today, he declared he's not playing clubs that have COVID protocols.
Now, what? That I don't understand, because that's like, I'm only going
that's
to theme
Clapton
parks.
Did. That's the same exact thing.
I think he loves Clapton, too, I seem to recall. Is that why he's doing it?
Clapton's like, no masks, no locks on windows on high floors.
Oh, dark. Locks on windows.
You got me on a ventilator, Layla. I understand whatever your own personal choice is about it, but like, once you're trying to do capitalism, you have to play by capitalism's rules. It sucks. I agree. But if you want to do if you want to ride a theme park ride and you're under 36 inches tall, Brett can attest to this. They don't let you on.
Oh, Rickles.
Game Red, yeah.
Just firing all over the place.
Yeah, he's just fucking walking through the cocktail tables.
Gatling gun.
Roast.
Where are you from, buddy?
Wait, I tell this story every time Don Rickles comes up, but it's one of my favorites. And it's actually Billy Merritt's story, but I think since we all know him, it's really...
Sure.
He was waiting in line to see Don Rickles in Vegas, and a person comes up to him and says, hey, would you like upgraded to like the front row? You could sit in the front row, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah, amazing. Takes the upgrade, sits down the front row.
No.
In the front row is like a Latino couple, two gay guys, a black dude. Like, it's literally everything he needs to riff. And Billy's looking up and down. He's the only person of size. And so, but the joke he told me that Rickles said to him, he's like, hey, what's your name, pal? Tiny? And he goes, it's actually Billy. And Rickles goes, same shit. And moves on.
So we cut to that line outside, and some producers okay, yeah, we already got the Latino and an Italian couple. We got a bunch of gay guys. Okay, we got a chick with some kooky hair. Let's,
hi there.
Hey.
I'd love to give you a ticket right up front and Whoa. Free drinks all night.
Whoa, sure, really?
You guys are doing upgrades?
Holy moly. Just a second. All right, I got the closer. I have found the closer. Let Don know the closer is wearing a blue tank top sitting next to crazy hair. Drop the checks during crazy hair close with kooky squeaky voice tank top.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to give you guys champagne and give you the penthouse suite tonight.
Whoa. Now,
that
I have a question.
Rules.
That does rule. That rules. I have a question, though. Will my hair be able to fit in the elevator?
And what am I supposed to do with all my swords and toys?
Swords and toys?
Yeah, some of them are toy swords, some of them are real swords, and some of them are just toys.
Oh, okay. You guys are going to have to talk to the bellboy about all those questions, but we're going to make your stay wonderful here. We're going to give you $1,000 in chips
Whoa.
For the casino.
Oh,
and,
man.
Do you guys like lobster?
Love lobster.
Love lobster.
How many you want us to pack on your plate front row tonight?
Take a few lobsters, please.
That's the question you ask after if people like lobster. How many do you want to pack onto your plate?
We will give you I fucking love lobster. Throw on your plate up front as you want.
That's all. I can't eat lobster because it makes the birthmark that looks like an asshole that's on the middle of my forehead. No. It makes it pulse and get redder. So I have to stay away from shellfish.
Can you give me a second? Can you give me that?
Sure.
All right, we gotta readjust the spotlight. Yeah, blue tank top has something weird on the forehead. Looks like an asshole. Let's just make sure we readjust the spotlight so that the people in the back can see that.
Okay, I just talked to the people in back, and we're going to give you guys a convertible sports car.
Whoa!
What? Oh, man, what does it convert to? A couch? Or am I confusing?
Save that
Transformer?
For the show. Make sure you ask Don about how a convertible works.
Optimus Prime is my favorite convertible.
Oh, man.
Is it going to be a problem that I have goat hooves for feet? It makes a loud racket when I walk around.
We cut to 5 minutes before the show. They are right up front. They're so well led. They've got fucking wow. lobsters and steak just piled on their fucking plates.
Wow.
I'm so full of drawn butter.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I gotta warn you that if a lot of people start laughing at me, my butthole explodes and I shoot out of the building.
Yeah, she turns inside out and blows around like a balloon that's getting the air let out of her.
Yeah. But I'll be all right.
You got to rinse her off and turn her right side out if she lands on the front
Excuse
porch.
Me, folks. I have a little bit of bad news. This is tragic. Mr. Don Rickles has died of a heart attack in his green room.
What?
There will be no show tonight.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
No.
If you're sitting anywhere, if you've been seated anywhere around the periphery of the front of the stage, you'll be getting nothing that we guarantee you.
No.
No, eat all the lobsters, stay quick.
I wanted the Transformer. They're taking the lobsters away.
We see them piling lobster and fighting to stick it in their mouth as the waiters try to take it away. You have no right to this. Don never made fun of you.
Eat the shells. Eat the shells, honey. Jesus.
We see them washing up in the fountain in front of the Mirage later.
Oh, wow.
I'm all rinsed off.
And I'm rinsed. Oh,
this back, is right side out, which is exciting. We got you turned back around, reached inside, and pulled you around.
Thank you. Just like welcome. A sock. Just like a like sock. A sock. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What the fuck is going on?
So, if you guys got invited to the Met Gala, two questions. I think I know the answer to the first one, but I'll let you answer. The first one is, what would you wear, but you can't buy anything? It has to be based on what you already have.
You're asking the two funniest people to answer. I mean, maybe the only other
guys,
person
you
is
guys
you.
Like me kind of have your look that you stick to.
Yes. Yep.
I'm picturing the three of us trying to slap together Met Gala looks. It's like, oh, Besser has a Bad Brains t-shirt. Okay.
But wouldn't you just go with the Hawaiian shirt? Wouldn't you just go with your look? You wouldn't put on a suit, would you,
no,
John?
No, the theme is America or something like that, right?
Oh, I didn't know there were themes.
Yeah, I think this year, it was America something.
Yeah,
but when you do like a Hawaiian shirt with American flags, when you stick with what you are, I'm asking.
Yeah, I would do something like that. I would do that or a white dress that says "Eat the Rich, I Love Aerosmith."
Oh, there were a lot of message ones.
Yeah, Cara
don't
Delevingne,
photograph me.
She had one that said "Peg the patriarchy," which I kind of
that's pretty rad.
You almost feel lame if you don't have a message. Like, oh man, we should might as well have written a message on there.
Right. Wait,
like, and Kim Kardashian was dressed as like a shadow, right?
Yeah. She that looked kind of like Malignant.
Yeah, she did. She did.
So, Betsy, what are you wearing?
I guess if it's from my, only my stuff, I don't have too much. But I would be down to go crazy.
Okay,
if
now,
I could,
now
like,
I'm giving you full budget. Second part of the question. Full budget.
America.
You're rich. You have stylists. You can have anything bought and designed for you. Anything.
Okay. If it's the theme of America.
Okay, I didn't know that was the theme. Yeah, let's go with that.
I would be the entire picture of Washington crossing the Delaware. My that face is cool. Washington, and then a bunch of like all the other people in my outfit.
Uh-huh. And are those like figures, or are these all your buddies, and this is your way to sneak them in on the boat? Oh, that
would, yeah, they're all my buddies. They're all my buddies.
All your ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah.
John, full budget.
Full budget. I think I'm coming in a big Hawaiian shirt, cool looking like linen pants or something. And then when I walk underwater or get wet, it all dissolves and I have just a little American flag bikini bottom.
Awesome.
So when I could do like a flash dance moment on the red
carpet
and have my underpaid assistant dump a fucking bucket of water on my head. Unlimited budget. Maybe I'll pay my assistant well. And then just have to stand next to like Tilda Swinton and Andy Cohen in a bikini like the entire night.
The whole night.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a podcaster. Explaining who you are to everybody.
But on that note, who is everybody else? Aren't there a bunch of weirdos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's an abundance of free. I really know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like I just look at the pictures once a year and I'm like, that's it just feels.
Is Tilda the only one who's there every year? We find out it's actually her party.
Yeah.
She seems like the perfect guest.
Yeah, she seems like that's why I threw her. She seems like in that wheelhouse of like high fashion, but also slightly unusual.
Right. Right.
But she's on the side of the scale of she's super talented. But then there seems to be some people who are like, I mean, it's just because I'm not connected to what the fuck's going on. But some people, it's like, who the fuck are you, right? Are there like an influencer or something?
Probably. Right. Yeah, I definitely saw some pictures of people where I was like, I don't know who that is. Is that right?
Well, the VMAs and the Met Gala happened like back to back. And it was just a plethora of photos of people who I did not know. And I don't have time to learn to know. Does that make sense?
Right.
Hey, guys, can you help me out over here?
Yeah, what's up?
Of course, man. What's popping?
I'm pretty sure that you see that plant over there by the elevator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty big, yeah.
I think that's a celebrity.
No.
What?
I don't think that's a plant. I think it's a celebrity. And I'm taking some pictures with it, and it hasn't talked.
Are you sure?
I swear to God.
Oh, now that you say it, it does kind of look like...
It seems like Game of Thrones or something. Do you recognize it?
It does kind of look like that dragon lady from Game of Thrones, right?
I was thinking something like that. Then I was like, no, does it go... Is it like Friday Night Lights? And was there an actress that was in both of those? I'm thinking, no.
I'm trying to. Riggs's brother, Jason Street, coach's wife. can't place. Shit. Saracen.
The teams run together for me. And then I go back and I'm like, no, it's fucking Game of Thrones.
Let's go up
and talk to it.
Okay. Play it cool.
Hey, what's up again? Yeah, this party's crazy, huh? Fucking Tilda. Yeah.
So,
holy shit.
Wait, let's take a quick picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. All four of us.
Give us your Instagram handle, man. We'll press it in and we'll punch it in.
Yeah.
Just let us know your Instagram handle.
Just let us know.
This will be how we figure out who
this
it is.
This is it.
Just
this
tell us
it.
Your IG handle and we'll. Yeah. No, just tell me. I'll put it. Oh, you want to put it in yourself. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Okay, well, now this guy's a dick. Now I know it's a guy because he's treating us like shit.
Yeah, I tried something like this earlier.
Right. So do you like, what are you more excited about, a football game or a big battle? That'll help. That'll help.
Good question.
That'll Come help. On. Football That'll games help. Are battles.
Oh, what? Shit. Yeah. They're the same thing.
Sorry about my friends. We're all a little drunk.
Yeah. Sorry.
Where do you like to work? Texas or Westeros? Where do you enjoy living? South Texas?
But
or...
if you're burnt out from doing it there so long, you might say the opposite of where you were.
Shoot.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck.
Fuck. Dog.
Let's throw ice at Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
What? Want to go throw ice at Tilda Swinton? Yeah, fuck it.
You want to join us?
Yeah, come
Bring
on.
Bring the plant. Come on, man. Come on.
Come on. I heard come Game of Thrones on. Cast. You guys were crazy.
No? Join us.
As the three people walk away, the plant finally just says, I'm Jason Derulo. After I really embarrassed myself a couple of years by falling down the stairs at the Met Gala, I've been dressing as a plant and refusing to be caught on social media at the Met Gala.
Let's talk some more about that.
Wait, who are you talking about? I don't know who this is.
Jason Derulo. He's like a recording singer. Artist. He's a singer.
He's
but
in
he,
Cats.
Yeah, he's a handsome, big
he's
black
hot.
Dude. And he's a good singer. And he wiped out down the stairs a couple years ago. And it's like head over heels, like tumble. And the paparazzi got like progress shots.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah.
So they're... Excuse my ignorance. There are notorious steps at the Met Gala that everybody walks down.
I don't know. I think there are steps, but I don't know if it's like they're notorious.
Oh, when you said it, I pictured like the and now and then like they introduced.
I feel it's kind of like
Beverly.
That, though, right?
It definitely could be. When you see the picture, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Met Gala falling.
So,
whoa, it is a big spill.
Yeah, and he's not small it. Either.
Whoa.
I can't figure out how to share this picture. I'm too dumb. Oh, there you go, Brett. Thank you. Yeah, look. He's like completely upside down with his hand like holding.
So wild.
Like he really goes ass over tea kettle. And this is fully a couple of years ago at this point, so it makes sense that I'm now aware of it and talking about it on a podcast.
What's the hardest public spill you guys have taken? Do you have a memorable fall down?
Ooh.
I broke a rib filming a TV pilot, and they got it on camera. I wiped out on a snowboard.
Were you on purpose trying to wipe out on a snowboard?
No, I was on purpose trying to snowboard. I failed at it very much.
You wouldn't be my choice on a pilot for someone to snowboard.
Agreed.
You a snowboarder.
Nope, that was my first time doing it in 20 years.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
Arguably last.
Yeah, it hurts.
Was it one of those, which I've done, you just want the gig and you're like, yeah, I can do that. And then you show up and regret it?
Not fully. Part of the fun was like, yeah, I'll try something I'm not very good at. Like, part of the conceit of the pilot was that. And
I see.
Big regrets. Yeah,
well,
big regrets.
Big regrets.
You can't do that at 39. That's like a 25-year-old move, not a 40-year-old move.
What about you, Betsy?
It wasn't crazy public, but it was at a friend's house at Thanksgiving. In front of their family, I fell through their deck.
Whoa!
And they're like, "Oh yeah, it's an old deck." And I was like,
"All right,
man."
Embarrassing for them.
Jeez. Dude, the amount of chairs I've broke that followed by a group of people being like, that was a piece of shit anyway. I broke Ben Rogers' couch. I sat on it and the legs just shot off at his house. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I cracked the fucking everything.
I broke like a metal chair at a ski resort once, like sitting down at lunch. And it was just like, oh, God, God. I was like, okay.
I one time sat in a chair that had metal legs on set and it just slowly, they all bent till the chair just slowly went down to the ground. Like I just bent steel underneath.
And we cut to the prop master.
All right, cut.
All right. So what's the problem over here with the chair? Just your chair?
It's not my chair. You guys put the chair out.
But you're the actor sitting in it?
Yeah, I'm the actor sitting in it. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure, can we get... I know this is a very specific look for a chair, but can we get a chair that works as a chair?
This scene is a period piece. It takes place in the 1950s. It all has to be period correct. These people want to get fucking Oscars, dude. So you got to sit in a fucking 50s chair.
Well, can you buttress it in some way? Can we put some like wood behind the scenes or something? Look,
tell me my job.
Well, I'm not trying to be a dick.
We get some more prop masters over here. The actor, Mr. Hollywood, even though we all live in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mr. Hollywood.
we're technically working on a movie together. We're all Hollywood.
All right, Mr. Hollywood.
Okay, what is Mr. Hollywood?
This keeps happening to me. This keeps happening to me, by the way.
Tell us how to buttress a chair.
Yeah, tell us what to do. Tell us how to reinforce this chair, huh?
I was going
to
put some apple boxes under there, but you got a better idea.
No, that works. Apple boxes sounds great. Anything that would just protect me a little bit, because I understand it's a period piece.
Okay, director's heard that. He said no apple boxes.
No app? What the fuck does he... I'm a background actor in this show.
But the camera pans by you on the way to John F. Kennedy being inducted into high school.
Right. I know. They're doing the early biopic for JFK called JFKHS, John F. Kennedy High School. And it's about him in high school. It's like a Riverdale take on JFK. I'm aware that I'm just the fat guy in the background. I need to talk to the director.
We got an extra here giving us a synopsis of the plot.
I signed an NDA. Could you not blow up my spot here, Prop Master? Right. Also, that's a fucking aggressive title, please. You can't just be prop person. You got to be the master. Come on.
Yeah, we're making us stop say that. Like, we can't say that.
Yeah, we're pretty much getting that word out of the lexicon, so you guys are the only people still really putting... All right. You and karate master.
Chair slave, I mean
people.
Extra. All right, in this scene, you're supposed to walk over here and then sit in the chair on action, right?
Yep. Okay.
Can you not actually sit in a chair and just kind of hover like...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just hover a little bit.
I could do that, but it is a locked off 3-minute one-er, and I'm worried that like it'll be obvious that I'm struggling to hold the squat because, again, I'm overweight. People like me, there wasn't many 300-pounders in the 1950s. It's newer in America, so it's weird enough that I'm in this period
with,
piece.
Director, if he thinks that's period correct.
Okay.
He says they've researched it and 1 out of 300 people were your weight. So it makes sense for this scene.
That's why you're here. Okay. That's why you're here.
Well, tell Mr. Stone I said thank you for having me. And I'm just pumped to be here. I love to work. I work to love and I love to work.
All right.
Okay.
Here, what you can do is you can put your own leg under the chair to buttress it. Hey, you know that trick?
I want to say something here. I feel like you're thinking I'm overstepping my job. I'm beginning to think you're overstepping your job, man. Oliver Stone needs to shoot this fucking scene, and two prop masters, quote-unquote masters, have been in my grill for fucking 5 minutes. I'm an extra in this movie.
Go ahead, bitch.
I got an idea. What if we put a harness to you?
Okay. Yeah, we were thinking Earth, and we need to be thinking Sky.
And then we rig you up so that once you sit, we can take all of the weight and just have you kind of float above the chair.
and then take the wire out in post production. Are you sure? Yeah. This feels yeah. like
we'll take
this
it
feels
out.
Like so much extra work. I'm not. That is I'm not easy. Pushing.
That's easy.
Taking a rope out is easy.
I don't want to be pushing to cut myself from this movie, but I at this point it might be easier just to put a different extra in this chair. Why can't my fat character just be standing? Why don't I stand? And also, why does he have to be called my fat character in this script?
You are the only extra that Mr. Stone gave a title to.
Yeah, you should appreciate that. You should appreciate that.
It is a bump in pay. A featured extra gets an extra $18. And since in this scene, a young Jackie O blows cigarette smoke in my face, I also get smoke penalties, so I get another $12. And this diaper I'm wearing is my diaper, not wardrobe's diaper. So I get a little kit rental fee too off that. So I'm making like $181 today to be absolutely humiliated by two prop masters.
Okay. Mr. Stone picked up on some of this conversation. He just answered. He's saying,
why? How do you have such a direct line?
He wants a big guy sitting in a small chair on the camera pan because it kind of sets a mythical quality, a mythical tone to the movie. That,
okay, fine. I'll sit in the fucking chair. Jesus.
No, you'll sit in the harness.
You'll sit in the harness, which will hold you above the chair, okay?
You better not touch that goddamn chair again.
I'm not going to. You guys better not fucking drop me in this harness. I feel like harness pay better get me a little fucking zhuzh. Now I'm making $193 because I'm getting harnessed up. All right.
All right.
Okay, this seems like way too many straps. Like how much? Like how?
And don't worry.
Is this in your purview? Is this part of your job, holding up one of the extras with your upper body strength?
She's in bondage. She works in bondage at after our sex club. So yeah. She knows all about this.
Yeah.
Hence the weird Shibuya tie job she did to me, where I'm kind of tied in like a weird little praying stance with my legs behind me.
Yeah, we'll fix you in post. We'll fix it in post.
You fully did Japanese rope play to me, and now you're going to hang me from.
Yes, yes.
And I did not want my nipples pierced. I don't know why you guys did this part, but the chain. Oh,
sorry, Mr. Stone says there was a dildo in the 50s known as the Hand of Adonis. He wants you to stick that up your ass.
Well aware of the Hand of Adonis, prop master. Not all of you know. Please. All right. Let me go. Do I get a privacy sheet or something while I put
the
Hand
of Adonis?
Oh,
God, no. We don't have time for that.
Okay. Well, throw it up here while you have me up here hanging. It's so slippery. You pre-lubed it before you tossed it?
Of course. Of course. Well.
Bestest neighborhood.
So I want to talk about my trip. Yes. I saved it till last, Brett, because I'm a good host. Brett's been admonishing me, saying, you got to shut the fuck up at the top of the show, man. It takes me hours to edit.
That sounds
that
like
shit.
Brett.
Yeah. Oh, he scolds me as soon as I go, and keep being human on, he starts yelling.
Immediately.
He's like, he goes, here's the notes and time codes, and like he just rails through you, just like you fucked up here, you fucked up here.
So I just got back. I had a really good time in Arkansas. I was there for 4 days and nights. And I'd like to reiterate something I said on another show, that, you know, these southern states get so much shit right now for being behind in the vaccinations, but in mask mandates and stuff like that. But there, just remember that there are, it's the states and the governments and maybe a good part of the population, but also a good part
everybody.
Of the population is not that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So right. A shout out to the Iron Horse Cafe in Rogers, Arkansas, Rogers, small town in Arkansas outside of Fayetteville. And when I was going there, my friend lives there, Bobby, who Brett knows. Bobby Matthews, been on the show several times, of Dragoon, of the theme song fame. And he set me up saying, it's a civil war, man, with the masks. It's a civil war out there.
And he has kind of PTSD about walking in places and being messed with.
Oh.
So before I went there, I was all set to anywhere I walked in. I thought I was going to be shouted down or something. That did not happen. Shout out to the Iron Horse Cafe. I walk in. It's just like LA is what I'm trying to say. As I walk in there, everyone's masked up. Everyone works there, or everyone's in there. And there's like one old guy. And that's the ratio of LA. There's always one old guy who's like, fuck it. No one's telling me to put on a mask. And then there was a truck stop I went into. Nobody had a mask, you know. And then you see where I'm going with this. And then some places are half and half. So just it just depends where you are. But some people are fighting the good fight out there. So shout out to them. I only got messed with once, which was walking into, so I was there to see the Longhorn game, the Razorbacks versus the Longhorns on Saturday, college football.
Woo, pig, suey.
Suey, yeah. So I was wearing my awesome Razorback pants, and they are so awesome. Just red hog long pants. Everybody's got their gear on, right? They're just complimenting each other. Everyone's all decked out. Go look at my Twitter, I show it there. But this dude, I walk by, he goes, and this is kind of a mix, kind of Southern, I'm fucking with you, I'm on your side, but I'm fucking with you a little. He goes, a guy with pants like that don't need to wear no mask. So he's kind of complimenting me, like going, those are good pants, my man. Yeah, that's some strong Razorback pants. So why are you wearing a mask?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're that Arkansas, you don't need a mask, brother.
It was a weird mix. And I stopped and we engaged for a second. But we both had a, it was semi-good natured. It stayed good natured.
Yeah.
That's my superpower, is keeping my confrontations in that level of energy of like, all right, okay, see you around, sucker. You know, we're
friends. Yeah, like, I kept taking that energy.
I can keep that energy.
That's a good energy to keep it.
I was, my pants, I was riding it on my pants.
Yeah, like, that'll do it for you.
If I had on plain jeans and a black t-shirt, I wouldn't have been able to ride through that moment. I wouldn't have the grease to ride through that moment. But Bobby and I were both masked, of course, the whole time in a stadium of 74,000 packed. And I'd say it was a ratio of like 1 to 100 at best masked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is outside. I know that's
outside.
Like, so that might, because I would feel a little freer in and out. I wore no mask at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery for the Boogie Nights screening. And that was, it was kind of a lot of people, but I felt safer being outside. Yeah. Also, I felt like high vax rate amongst people going to see Boogie Nights in the Hollywood.
Right, right.
There's
yeah.
that. So anyway, that was the mask side of the story. So it depends where you go. It's not just a madhouse there. I would just say that. It depends the situation. I'd also like to say it was the second best game I ever saw. It's versus the Longhorns, which is our old school rival. I haven't been on vacation in like since 2018, and I definitely haven't been out of LA since the pandemic, for sure.
Right.
John remembers we were supposed to go South by Southwest. It was our last trip I had.
Oh,
planned.
Yeah. I was going to be there too.
That's right.
Yeah. We were all going to go. Oh,
and
I'm
I hadn't
so
seen live music for a ton of time at that point. And I was going to treat myself as like, I want to go to South by Southwest and watch a lot of bands. So this was very cathartic. And I don't know if you guys have had that yet.
Similarly, I went to Tiff and I rented a place up in Oxnard for the weekend just to like get out of the house, which is something we did in the pandemic, was like just look at different walls every once in a while for a weekend.
Huge.
And at, Yeah, it really helps because then you like go back to your apartment and you're like, oh, I like it here. You know, I don't hate myself at this apartment as much as I thought. But this was maybe in the beginning of the summer, we were walking to go get a burrito, and in the parking lot, a high school band was practicing, and Tiffany stopped, and I'm walking with her, and I look over at her, and she's like choking up, crying. And I'm like, is everything okay? And she's like, I'm realizing now that this is the first live music I've seen in like a year and a half, 2 years, whatever. And she's a bigger live music head than I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so. And then I like honed in, and the band was clearly just warming up. They were playing Do Re Mi, like they were just doing the scales. And I'm like, Tiff, I'm with you, but I just have to point out that you are crying during Do Re Mi. But we stood and watched for like 15, 20 minutes because we were just like, oh my God, this is live music.
I was hoping you were going to say Gary Glitter.
Yeah, it was Gary Glitter. They were actually passing out Gary Glitter's hard drives from his computer.
Dude, so in the third quarter, they did a sing-along. 74,000 people sing along to a song.
White
and there were no words up on the screen either, by the way. What was the song?
White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
No, it wasn't a soccer match.
No, they're singing along and there's lots of words.
American Pie. The Day the Music Died.
We're in the South. And America's close. I'm proud to be an American. That was my one scary moment. I was
like, that's like a rallying cry. Get the guy with the mask. Get the fucking razorback pants.
They started flipping my body up on the crowd. And they threw me into the 50-yard line. I noticed everyone looked kind of Jewish.
You said that out loud, then you were got in trouble for profiling. You're like, wait, no, I think they're doing this to us. Yeah, what do you mean, look Jewish, Matt? Hey! Because that's the kind of shit that a moment at the wedding happened where a friend of a friend was like, I was smoking a J. He's like, can I get a hit of that? And I know he's anti. Mm, so I say, I brought extra joints for whoever. Me and Tiff are keeping it kind of tight on the whole. And he was like, oh, yeah, you guys are like doing the whole like caring about COVID thing. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to take that joint from you. Don't worry about it. I got my own stuff. I'll just, you know, I'll go smoke that. He's like, but if you want to hit, go right ahead, man. You know, if you want to come out and some, you know, I'm down. I'm like, and then, so I went out and talked to him while we blazed, not sharing, obviously, but talked to him while we blazed. And this is a dude who had never been political in my entire friendship with him. But if you had to like guess what his politics would be, you would think that they were not good. But he was just going, and I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. He's like, I'm like, you're against getting vaccinated. That's fine. What do you give a fuck about me? He's right. Like, yeah. Well, I thought, and then.
Oh, this, you said that to him?
Yeah. I said like, what? I was like, that's fine. Do whatever the fuck you want. But like, why do I have to hear about this? Like, I make choices in my life. I don't sit around and tell other people about them, about the wedding. Like, you know, I'm like, I don't just go like, I fucking recycle when I'm having social interactions. Like, I just fucking live my life like a normal person. So I'm kind of getting a little heated with him. And he keeps doing this thing that's now happened to me several times with Republican, right-wing friends of, quote unquote, friends of mine, where they keep saying this a variation on this phrase. Well, I mean, like a really smart guy like you, you would just say like, what is your opinion on this? Like if you're like a really smart guy, right? And you like, and a guy like you who I look up to because you're really smart. How do you feel about this? And they're all like weird logic.
So you're
traps.
Really smart guys, like a phrase they use like to pump you up.
Well, I think because they're in their heads about how much dumber they are than I am also. Like, and I feel like that's them. But because if they can tell me I'm smart, then because every time I said the next thing, they had like a they had like a planned response.
Yeah.
Like not right. And I was like, dude, you keep talking about Trump and politics. I'm talking about the vaccination. Trump's not the president. Politics aren't, that's not the topic right now.
Right.
And he's like, and so I eventually just said to him, I'm like, look, I'm not getting cause he was like, oh, sorry, you're getting all angry now. I knew this was going to happen. And I was like, I'm not angry at all, but this is just not how I'm spending my time at a wedding.
Right. If you want to talk fun.
I said to this dude, I'm like, you want to talk vaccinations? That's what we were talking about. You want to talk politics? Bring that shit elsewhere. I know this is a fucking dead end street. I have family members who I can't talk to about this shit. I don't need a fuck. So I just like walked away. He's like, you're not pissed, right? I'm like, not pissed at all, dude. I'm just never going to talk to you again.
You said that?
Yeah.
Whoa. But funny.
I said it like playfully enough that I was like, but I meant for the rest of the evening.
Right. Right.
Least. Yeah. I'm not. But I'm also not going out of my way to see this dude ever again.
Interesting.
It was just, and it was like, oh, and that's for me, a lot of this shit comes down to like, people just want to like win interactions with other people.
That's so much.
So we cut to a reunion, 10 years later. Hey, Johnny. What's up, man?
Holy shit. Look at you. You survived.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since...
I thought for sure you'd be fucking dead in an ICU.
Whoa.
Sorry. I'm really angry. You know, my mom got breakthrough COVID and was so torn up by it that I can't have any sympathy for non-vaccinated people right now. So
that was 10 years ago, man.
I know. I'm still worked up about it.
We cut to 10 years from that at just a mall. Oh, Johnny.
Yeah. Hey holy man. Shit, man. You're still alive, huh?
Oh, jeez, man. You know, I don't want to start in with you again.
You survived the flooding of the United States of America in 2037. That's insane.
Okay, I thought you were back on the pandemic and the mask thing. You're over that, right?
No, we've had like 15 extinction level events since then. So I've got a different vibe now. I'm a nihilist.
Right, so you're
now,
over
Donnie.
That. You're not still.
Donnie.
What?
Donnie's a nihilist, Donnie.
So we're good.
We're good. We're great, man. I'm
you
happy.
You still
to
seem
see-
like you have an aggro kind of edge to you right now.
I do, but that's just because I'm in a mall and these things piss me off, you know? Mm-hmm. So I apologize.
Would you like a sample?
Yeah, I'll have some more bourbon chicken,
yeah,
please.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Please come and buy some food if you want.
Ah, you sell this stuff? I thought you could just get it by the cup full out from you. I didn't know it was for sale somewhere.
No, yeah, we have a whole little restaurant.
We cut to 10 years later at a...
Hey, you know I got arrested for a DUI driving home from the mall? Apparently there is bourbon in that chicken. I ate so much of it. I blew a .8, dude.
Oh, is that you, Johnny?
Oh, hey, holy shit, man.
Wow, man.
Wow, we both really lived longer than anyone would have guessed based on our behaviors.
Yeah, and who would have known that having breakthrough COVID gave people superpowers? Congrats on your mom being a superhero.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. Since the alien invasion, having my mom, you know, be blessed with those cosmic powers was huge for us and America and the Earth in general.
Oh, speaking of which, is she fucking Captain America? I saw that in the gossip mags.
I asked her about it and she said she sucked him off at a party, but she didn't fuck him.
Too much information, man.
Well, yeah, that's what I said to my mom as well. I was like, who wants to hear that? She's like, I'll tell you what, since I had breakthrough COVID, which was worse than cancer, I'm living my life out loud. Sucking off Steve Rogers, letting Bucky watch, and Falcon putting his hand of Adonis on my ass.
The old Captain America?
Oh, he's super old, yeah. I mean, my mom is, at this point, 98 years old because it's been 30 years since COVID.
Yeah, the superheroes, you can't tell.
Let's talk some more about that.
We did tear down the goalposts, Brett. I did it for you to participate in mob mentality.
You did it again?
Wow.
Nice.
Well, these days, they tear them down before you can even get to the field. They have like this fucking pit crew come out. And they take it down and they stand around it with cops. You can't even get near it.
Whoa.
That's so awesome. That's really fun. Like, just setting such a reputation that you're like, quick, take the nets down. These motherfuckers cut them down every time. You know, like, just the idea that fandom is like that. Like, that was like when Yankees are like, when the Yankee fans or Giants fans get some fucking memorabilia that's like high risk, and they're like, all right, no more mini bat nights.
Oh, you're right. Like,
blasting each other in the head and shit.
Bashing each other.
I love that shit where it's like, wow, we should have foresaw that that could have been a huge issue.
Am I making this up? Wasn't there something where they were throwing batteries on the field?
Yeah.
That was the Jets. I believe the Jets threw batteries on the field, and that was like people got in trouble. I remember the Giants fans got in a lot of hot water for throwing snowballs at people, and people got really fucked up at like a snowy match one time.
Back in the days of when bowl games were important in college football, I know it was in the 80s and 70s. I don't know when it started, but if you wanted, it was kind of random how you got picked to be in bowls. It was very subjective, and there were four bowls that were better than all the other bowls. So you wanted to be in the Orange Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or the Cotton Bowl. Why can't I remember the fourth one?
Rose Bowl.
But what's that?
Rose Bowl.
And so for the Orange Bowl, I remember the year we wanted to be in that, our fans were throwing oranges onto the field at the end of a win to say, put us in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I remember Florida was trying to get into some bowl, and I don't know what year this was, but they were throwing baby gators onto the field.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow. Where did they get them?
Don't they throw squid onto hockey or something?
The Red Wings, I think, throw squid. I feel like I was at an Avs game one time and like...
They throw live squid, right?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Dead octopus. Yeah, or dead octopus. Squid. Yeah. It's called The Legend of the Octopus. I'm looking it up real quick.
Is it the Red Wings?
Yeah, it is the Detroit Red Wings.
But let's cut to a Detroit bar right before the game. All right, man, did you get the octopus?
Yeah, man, I got the octopus.
It's alive?
Dude. Yeah. It's alive.
They won't work unless they're alive.
I know. I got it. Trust me. I had it all last night. Kept crawling out of its thing. Here you go. Watch out. It'll crawl out.
Dude. That's a squid.
What? But it's got...
That's not an octopus. That's a squid.
What's the difference?
Squid done. It's the Legend of the Octopus.
Nobody's gonna care, right? Wait,
you're making
difference?
A big deal about Margot's squid? Because all I have are these lobsters I found outside of a Vegas casino show. There's all these loose lobsters with their shells chewed
it's
up
like
and stuff.
Bite I thought, marks in the shell.
Yeah. Very specific little weird mouth bite marks. I'm gonna throw these on the ice when the Red Wings get a score.
Yeah, that's gotta be good enough.
Dude, that'll fuck up the legend, man.
What?
It's disrespect to the octopus god. It's been so long since the original thing, I don't know why we do it anymore, but it's the legend of the octopus.
Shit.
Can't have substitutions like at a restaurant.
Oh, shit. You know how hard it is to find a squid, let alone an octopus?
Okay, what is the difference? Can you look it up?
Yeah, I'll look it up. Well, okay.
This is important. Shoot. Maybe if we can cut out the difference or add the difference, it won't matter.
I think maybe we have to add it because it says here an octopus has like more of a rounded head. And it looks like it could play drums easier than a squid. So
we got to add another squid head.
I think so.
Or something.
We got to add a little bit more.
Or pump
what does it,
up
it
with
say
something.
About... What's the difference between octopuses and lobster while you're searching?
Let me look. Oh, they're very different.
Dude,
really?
Yeah, they're crazy different.
Okay, let me see what an octopus looks like just so I can... Oh, okay, yeah. No, these are very different. This is not going to pass at all.
Yeah, they're so different.
They're so different.
Okay.
We cut to after...
This bar smells really bad.
We cut to after the game in the Red Wings locker room, where they have indeed won the game, which qualifies them to enter the playoffs. But there's bet. All right, fellas, everybody calm down. All right, yeah, I know it's a good win. All right, calm down, everybody. Yeah. Calm right. down. Do a little, yeah. We got a little news from the league.
Oh.
We did qualify to get in the playoffs. I'm really proud of you guys for fighting hard. We wouldn't have gotten there without winning tonight. You guys fought all season. I'm really proud of you boys. But
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Everybody yeah. say fuck yeah. Fuck. Everybody fuck say yeah. your favorite curse word.
Fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick.
Cock.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dick. Right. We did it. We're the Red Wings.
Red Wings. That's kind of a curse. Red Wings.
Red Wings.
Anyway, got a little bad news.
What?
As you know, at the end of the game, the good fans were throwing the ceremonial octopi.
Hell yeah.
Onto the ice, as the tradition merits. Unfortunately, one trio of fans near the edge of the ice threw some faux octopus. Squid, to be exact, and lobster, some what? Rotten lobster, just what? Rotten lobster, basically lobster trash.
That's my least favorite B-52 song.
Who said that?
It's very me, Dmitry Klokov, the starting defensive person for this team.
No time for that Russian humor now.
In Russia, octopus drive you. in Russia, drums play octopus.
None of your standing in long line humor tonight, Dmitry. We have been disqualified from the playoffs because of these... things thrown onto the ice that didn't what? Merit. I'm sorry, but that's just the way tradition runs deep in the
The league's
in
crack it down. First they make us wear helmets, then they say no fighting, and now they say no seafood on the ice rink. It's ice. It'll keep them cold.
Humans, this has been an amazing Improv for Humans. I had almost as good a time as I had at the Texas game. Ripping down. I was acting so immature.
Good. Isn't that fun?
Just
you
got to
have McConaughey on Improv for Humans. He's like a diehard UT fan.
Oh, I'm sure he'll come on.
Yeah, get him. Get him on.
Him and Mike Judge and Vince Young. yeah, let's get Matt on that. Let's get my
Apataka, reach out to McConaughey. Right. Green light. I listened to his audiobook called Green Light, and he keeps saying, Green Light.
I do like him. I am a fan of him and his attitude, I gotta say.
Same.
Yeah, we should go see a Horns game together for sure. Who is this guy that wants me to go to the Horns game with him?
Oh, pants like that. You don't need no mask now, do you? The thing I like about men
wrong,
is the older they get.
All wrong, that's amazing.
The thing I like about Razorback pants is the older I get, they stay the same age. I'm doing Forrest Gump now because I can't do any character voices. Me and Jenny go together like peas and carrots.
So, Gabrus, high and mighty. Unfortunately, I don't have any more cold cock stories from the road, or we could have another episode. I thought that might happen. I sat in the right section this time. It was just all hogs. There were just very few Longhorns around.
All hogs.
Yeah, I got high and mighty.
Said, all hog or all pork, no cattle. That's what they said after the win.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that expression. I got Action Boys, the podcast. It's behind a paywall, but We also have some free episodes online that wherever you're listening to this, you can just check out. Also, Monday nights, I'm doing live radio, more or less, via the Spotify Green Room app, talking about movies in a little show called Movie Buff, where I'll be talking about with you, the crowd or whatever, whoever's in there, everyone can chat. And we'll be discussing the movie that came out that weekend, whatever it might be. So every Monday night, 8 Pacific in the Spotify Green Room app. It's I had my first one last night. It was weird and fun. So
yeah.
I'm going to be doing it for a little while. So if people want to check that out, come by. Download the Spotify Green Room app, which I understand is an immediate barrier to checking it out. I get that. Oh, I have to do like one more step to check it out? No thanks, pal. Where's your show?
Hog game, they had a light show at whatever halftime. They're like, go to the Hog app. I'm like, no problem. I'll go to the Hog app. And it's like, on the Hog app, press light show. I need access to your camera. No fucking way.
Yep.
No.
What's your birthday?
Boy, I'm giving Hog app access to my camera. I was not part of the light show. Betsy, what do you have to plug?
Ooh, I have two podcasts as well. One is called We Love Trash, and that's on Patreon. And it's me and Manu Agapian just celebrating everything trashy. And then another one called A Funny Feeling, where me and Marcy Jaro talk to our friends and our listeners and hear their ghost stories and their paranormal experiences.
Okay, hold on. I have to digress here for a second. Yeah. You got to go to my Instagram right now, Betsy.
Okay.
At Matt Besser, okay?
Okay.
Oh, this is the orb?
Okay. My friend Bobby, once again, who I was just on vacation with, he used to be the tour guide, the ghost tour guide at a hotel in Eureka Springs, which is known for paranormal activity. Okay?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yes.
And he doesn't mind me saying this, but he, in fact, he go, of course I don't mind, because I believe he 100% believes to the degree he is scared to go back there. He has over and over again seen ghosts or orbs,
right,
as they're known in the biz. He has shown me on his camera these orbs. And when I've said stuff like, that's dust in a beam of light, he
right.
said there was no beam of light in the room or whatever. I've done all the, and I don't believe, by the way, even with him, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, Bobby, stop it. I don't want to hear any more proof of ghosts. But if you believe, which I feel you do, I think he should be on your podcast. You should get a taste of this.
I would love that.
So when I'm there in, basically it's called Rogers, Arkansas, at this lake, we were kind of exploring this place called Montanay, which was this old resort in the early 1900s, the ruins of it. Because I'm fascinated by it.
Whoa.
And then I took these photos on the lake. And in these photos, there is this weird green fucking orb.
Dude, I'm looking right now.
And I didn't see it when I was looking through the thing. And Danielle's like, well, it's just a reflection of, I'm like, what? I'm out on a lake. It's a reflection of what? And in two of the photos, there's something in the air and then there's something right below it. And I'm like,
right.
Why is that reflected in the water unless it's up there in the air?
It's so
like I can't find an explanation for it, and I've never seen it. And dear viewers, go to at Matt Besser on Instagram. That's my handle. I don't put much stuff there, but I put five photos I'm talking about, and please give me an explanation for what those green things
they are. Look wild, because they're also like also in the fourth photo, at the very bottom, there's something weird happening too.
Yeah, and you can't just say that's your phone reflecting in the water. Because some of the stuff is up in the air.
Yeah, the last one's really wild, where it's just like, that's something floating away, man. It's like clearly moving. You saw something. You saw a ghost. Believe that. Believe.
And I'm not a believer, but I am. I'm there specifically, like exploring this guy who died there. This guy named Coin Harvey.
Yes.
And it's like, I went to the museum to kind of do some research on him. And it's like, is he fucking contacting me?
Dude, that's it, man.
Here's a request. Let's book a Besser and Friends or an ASCAT in the Arkansas area around the time of a game. And then also all of us go to the haunted hotel.
Okay. Will you guys go to the football game with me?
I'll go, I'll go to the football game.
I'll go in a heartbeat.
I love college football. And especially going with someone who's a diehard to their team. That appeals to me greatly.
That sounds so fun.
All right, let's do it. Arkansas, yeah. We're going to do this.
Yes. Like,
remember what I said?
I'll get fun pants and stuff too.
Wait, full circle. What did I say at the beginning of this podcast? That when people do things, they fucking want to bring Betsy. And now we're inviting Betsy to fucking Arkansas because she's that type of person. And the traveler says yes. And she's always down for a good time. Woo. And that's why we love her.
This is inside the ruins. It's kind of hard to see. Do you see that's a fireplace? It's been graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I was
God.
Inside the ruins of this place.
That's
that
awesome.
Looks
text
that, awesome.
Can you text that picture to me?
Yeah.
I want to take a look at it.
That looks so rad.
We started talking about traveling, and then by the end of it, we made group fun plans.
Yes.
Horrifying.
That place looks so cool and spooky and beautiful.
Yeah, it was built in like 1906, and this guy went, I'll tell you the history someday, but he wanted to build a pyramid there to send stuff to people in the future.
Whoa. So he visited you in that in those photos.
Humans, we have a very serious plug, and I've done it a lot, but Brett, we're getting serious with it now, right? No more bullshit. I don't think we can hear you yet though, Brett. So it's for our album, the green vinyl we've put out. There's only 500 copies, I think, and you got to get one of them. Pre-order it now. It's 10 live recordings from Improv for Humans of some of our favorite bands. Brett, list some of the bands.
We got Dawes. We got, who else we got? Dan Deacon. We got...
Just right there. Yeah, those were two amazing performances. Dawes and Dan Deacon.
Oh my God. Ordinary
Elephants. That's
worth
the price alone.
I think I was in the room for both of those. I know I was in the room for Deacon because I had been a fan of him for a long time and watching him do his little mixer thing live like a foot away.
And
was
maybe,
so bad.
Maybe him more than anyone, they're all unique performances, you know? Like if you're a Dan Deacon fan, you definitely want to hear that one for sure because it was so unique and fun. The Turner one is on here, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that? That's the one where we also sang along at the end. Were you there
Gabriel's
for that one,
there.
Betsy?
I was not.
I was there at Frank Turner. Yeah. Frank Turner is one of the classic Improv for Humans musical guests who I don't really know about. Become a fan watching him do three songs in the same room, being like, this guy's mega talented. So then you follow him on social media, and then like 6 months later, he's huge. And he's like touring all these awesome venues and shit. You're like, yeah, that worked.
Yeah. Improv for Humans breaks most of these musicians and makes them huge. We will do it for you folks. Anyway, back to it. So what's it called? Improv for Humans for Music. It's on newberrycomics.com. They made the record, but it's probably easier to find on mattbesser.com. I got it right there on my front page.
I got it. I pre-ordered. I'm ready.
Oh,
I don't even have a record player. I don't have a record player. When this record arrives, I will have two records. I will have Man Man's new album and Improv for Humans. The two records I have are your two records.
Thank you. Also, just great artwork. It's like you don't need a record player. It just has this badass.
That's why I like the Man Man ones
vinyl.
On display.
Yeah, it just looks great on
it. I don't think I've even said what it's for yet. It's for the National Independent Venue Association hashtag save our stages. That is still a huge problem.
Huge.
I still see every week you see the news of some famous venue you've been to shutting down forever. So this is the group that helps that not happen, looks out for laws that'll help support those venues. And this will give all of it. 100% of that money goes to that. So I go to Matt Besser, Newberry Comics, to find that record, Improv for Humans, for music. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris and Matt Apodaca. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.